I spent a lot of time working on ships over the past 10 years or so. They're a little bit like Marmite. You either love working on them or you hate it. I personally loved it. However, it can be quite hard trying to explain what it's like to people who have never been on a ship before. They often think that it's really rocky and they'll get seasick, which it can be, as I'll talk about later, but not very often. Or you work too many hours and you don't get time off. Now, as you can imagine, every position and department is different, but I don't think I could argue that point, that's for sure. And some think that they'd feel claustrophobic being trapped on a ship. Something that I think everyone can feel at some point, but usually only when you're having an off day. I've decided to do a few blogs to give an insight of what it's actually like to work on board a cruise ship, at least from someone within the entertainment department. I'll share a few stories and tell a few tales of the ups and downs I've experienced at sea over the years. A good place to start would be my first ever cruise ship, the SS Emerald, or the old tugboat as we affectionately came to call it. More specifically, I'm going to talk about my first day at sea. When you first join a ship, there are lots of meetings and training sessions that you have to attend to get you up to speed with the safety and emergency procedures. Regardless of what you might read in the tabloids, safety is, and always will be, the number one importance for the cruise industry. I'll always remember the safety officer on board the Emerald, who we knew as Captain George. He would say to us, "Safety is paramount." Although actually, in his Greek/English accent, it sounded more like, "Safety is paramount." Right now. So there we were, a cast of singers and dancers, most of which had never worked at sea before. We joined the ship in Palma, Mallorca, and that evening set sail for our next destination. Oh, our first destination. All was going well. It was all very exciting, until I woke up the next morning to what turned out to be the worst sea conditions I would ever experience. Now, I don't know if this is true, but I seem to remember something along the lines of gale force 8 winds. It was a long time ago, so maybe that's been exaggerated over the years. I don't know. Apparently, they say if you take seasickness pills after you've started to feel sick, they won't work. Now, I can definitely confirm that as I felt rotten. I managed to make it through breakfast and the lifeboat drill, but I was in a bad way. It was only a small ship after all, so the rough seas were throwing us about quite a bit. Although I do remember the captain coming on the PA letting everyone know that a ship of any size would experience rocking during these conditions. However, that offered me very little comfort as I was staring down the toilet my previous three meals.